not in front of the field, even though he has to run away from town. Wherever he ends up, there in that place, he can make a machor there. Says, so why can't we make a chazakah then? Even though the owner had to run away from town, so what? If a new person goes into the field, l'maisa, the owner will find out about it, and then the owner should have made a machor, he should have made a protest. And if the owner did not make a protest, that's the proof that's really true that this person bought the field. So it's a secret. Apparently, how could you have both halachas? How could you tell me that machor shloim before that heavy machor and ain machligim and nifle baruch? Mursid lakasha, I'll tell you, kan baruch machmas momen, kan baruch machmas marantin. One place is running away just because he's in trouble about money. So then Taki can think he knows what's doing, he can make a machor. But the other place is he's running away for his life. Rashi says, or Shvam says, kan shabaruch machmas marantin. Machmas retzichas nefoshet. Like he was caught killing somebody. So Yoru Limcha is here, is afraid to make a machon no matter where he is. Ten Yoida Mokam Chanura Taza Tachnusai. Maybe people find out his hiding place. Reyirdov, Goyal Adam, the Goyal Adam were chased after him. Ki Yachal Lavova, Vyasig of Argo. Therefore, the mach, he won't make a machon. Mashenkin is only running away for money. They're not so bad. They don't run after him. Therefore, as long as he's out of town, they won't go after him. If the person's running away because they caught him on money matters, so then wherever he is, it's a tiny, he should have made a machor. Even though true, he won't come down into the city, he's afraid to get caught, but wherever he is, he should have made a machor process there. He's not afraid they'll run after him there. So there's then Taka Chazok, where is a good Chazok? When do we say, though, there's no Chazok? That's if the person had to run away for his life. When he had to run away for his life, then even though the owner that ran away finds out that someone's in his field, he's afraid to make a machor, even though machor is someplace else helps. But here the owner, even though he's hiding someplace else, he's afraid to make a machor. He's afraid that people will find out where he's hiding and they'll run after him. The girl or don't run after him. Therefore, there's no serious. Therefore, in a case where he's running away from his life, there's no chazakah, and where he's running away from mom, and then there is a good chazakah. Now the Gemara speaks out. Hey, chidomi machor. What's called a machor? How much of, what does the owner have to say? Hey, chidomi machor. Omar Rav Zvid, Palmya Gazlonahu Lehevi Machor. If some of the owner says, no, Shimon is a Gazlin. That's all you say. You don't say that he's stealing your field. You're just giving him a name, a title. He's a Gazlin. That's nothing. That's not called a Machor. What if he's a Gazlin? What's it got to do with you, though? Maybe still you sold him the field, though. That's not saying anything. But Palmya Gazlonahu, but you speak out and say, this Shimon is a Gazlin, and he also sold my field, he took away my field, he sold it. And I'm telling everybody, tomorrow I'm going to take him to Bezdin. That's called a good Machor. You have to speak out and tell everybody, the news has to be that this Gazlin, not Sami, is a Gazlin. You have to speak out why he's a Gazlin. You have to say, I know he's a Gazlin because I know he sold my field. And also, what am I doing about it? I'm going to take them to Din Torah tomorrow, don't worry. I just won't have time today. It takes a long time to get to the Beis Din. So, but I plan to go there. That's called the good machor. Here Rashbam says, oh, my little son, something in front of the edge is Palmi Gazlon, this guy is a Gazlin. That's not called the machor. Shafidum Yanu Adim, Washin Zelamastik, Liosla Zuray. Story. Even if the Edom would tell this person, listen, the owner said you're a Gazlin, so what? So lo yod, because the guy doesn't know, why he's calling me a Gazlin? Like, I think the guy sounds Meshuga. He's calling me a Gazlin, who, I'm not a Gazlin. That doesn't make me watch my star. But if I hear that you're calling me a Gazlin because you say I sold this field, then I know I'm going to be in trouble with my field, then I have to start watching my star. If I don't watch my star, then it's my problem. Therefore, there is a Chazakah. All right, turn over. So you're feeling my field, and I'll take you through this. Now, Heli Machor, Omar Loi Tengulay. Let's say the owner, when he tells it over to somebody, says clearly, don't tell the master. I don't want you to tell him. I won't tell him, keep it quiet. Telling you, listen, I'm telling you this guy's stealing my field, but keep it quiet. Don't tell him.
My, what's the look of this? Is it called the chazaka? Is it called the machona? So, Omar Rav Zvid, listen, it's not called a good macho. If you yourself told the Yadim not to tell anybody, that's not called a macho. The only side of a macho, like the bonus, is that you tell somebody, that guy tells another guy, and the news travels, they'll get down to that guy in the field. But if you tell these two people to and don't tell anybody, that's not called a good macho. You have Pop Omano, the Didei Loitangule, Liachrini Imrulu. What he meant to say is like this. All I meant to say is I'm telling these two people, you yourselves, I don't want you to go down to Shimon. Don't tell Shimon what I'm saying about him. But Avada told the people he could tell. And therefore, Chavra Chavra Islay, Chavra the Chavra Chavra Islay. In other words, that people are friends and news travels. So therefore, even though the owner told these two agents, don't tell, well, could be what he meant to say is just don't tell, you yourself don't tell the machzik. But you can tell your friends. And therefore, it's called the good macho. Omru lei, layaminen lei, let's say they said over clearly, don't say over. Rashi says, like kohesed yomalu latayim lei, so la zirafu shosu evi macho. Elenus, there's a new case now. So kohesed yomalu macho gemura. Let's say the owner made a good macho. Vetivum lei maloi. And the owner told these two eidim, I want you now to go and tell this person that I'm making a macho. I made a good macho, I'm telling you clearly. He sold the field for me. I'm going to take him to Dintura and do me a favor, go and tell it to him. They manu, but what's going to be if the agent himself answers back and said, listen, loy amrile, we are not going to tell him. That's what the agent said. The two people said that. We're not going to talk. And the owner just went home and kept quiet after this. He didn't say anything more. He didn't tell anybody else. What's the locker here? Because the owner himself made a good machor. But these two agents said back right away, we're not going to tell anybody. So the fact the owner kept quiet now, one way to look at it is, it's not called a good macho. Right? The owner realizes these two people are not going to tell, so your macho is not getting anywhere. So if it really bothers you, you should make another macho. If you don't make another macho, that's the right, you really sold it to him. Or maybe no, maybe it still is called a good macho. That's the shayla. Om rulei layam rulei. Om razvi, okoma, okom rulei layam rulei. Because Rav Zvid said, it's not called a good macho. Since these two people told you clearly, we are not going to tell anybody, that's like you didn't tell anybody. News is not going to travel. You didn't tell the machzik, you didn't tell the shimin, you only told the eidim, and they're not going to tell anybody. It's nothing, it's not called you made a chazok, you made a macho. We have four former know what the eidim meant to say again was like this. All they meant to say is that we ourselves are not going to go down to the machzik, we're not going to tell him. But other people will tell. And therefore the story is Chavra Chavra Islay, friends are friends, the Chavra Chavra Islay. And the friends of the friends also are friends. So therefore, again, the Machlokes are popping with me. Omru lehu leitefik lehu shuta. What's going to be? Rashi's Rashram says, leyetze dav mipichet. What's going to be if the owner now tells you to wait him, don't say a word out of your mouth. That's what the owner told us to wait. Loitefik lechu shusa. Means what's done says, Loyetze dov mepichem. Don't let anything come out of your mouth. The Mashmachur is Mashmachur lechayrim. That don't tell him and don't tell anybody else. What's in the lachor over here? Omeraz vidu koma letefik lechu shusa. But it's not called a good machor. Since the owner told him carefully, don't say a word, so that's not called a machor. About it. Here's that's not called a machor. Omrule, what's going to be? If the agent themselves answered back and said, Lenaskinishusa, the owner told the agent, I'm making a good machor. And he told the agent, go tell everybody. The agent themselves answered back and said, Lenaskinishusa, we're not going to say a word. What's the law? Omarah Papa, or Kamala Lenaskinishusa. The Papa said, listen, the agent themselves can say clearly, we're not going to open up our mouth. And therefore, the hearer Papa admits. Even though before a prophet says, even when they just don't say, we're not going to say. There a prophet says it just means we're not going to tell him, but we'll tell other people. But here, when he says such a strong Russian, and the Aiden say, La Maskin and Shusa, means we're not going to utter anything out of our mouth, means zero. Not to him and not to anybody else. Here a prophet also agrees, that's not called the good Makor. That's by saying clearly, you're not going to tell anybody. So the owner should have known, that's not called the Makor. The Maskin is not going to find out about it. Rav Huna Breda Bishua Ma. Kol Milsa de Le Ram Yole the Inchi, Oma Lov Lavadaisi. He also knows that, listen, people will talk, even though they say right now they're not going to talk, so what? Eventually they're going to talk. Like, it might say, it's, and people talk. Ram says, like he says, Hai Nani Machohu, the Chol Milsa de Le Ram Yole the Inchi. Shane the Matelasol of Levar, anything, you don't have to really find out the real truth. But Gamena Master, you don't lose out anything. In Omri and La Yomro. You tell people and you don't think about it, Claymer. And in Lesna Levi, you don't think about it, you kibble a double love with looks basically. So you forget about this. Even though the Shas Mice that you said clearly, you're not going to tell anybody, but if you do tell anybody, you're going to have a loss? No. Do you have to really think it twice or explain the truth or not? No. So therefore, such a thing. You don't always keep bearing your mind not to say it over. You slip the toad over. It's like Dominic, you see, you saw a car accident. Even though the shots are still the car accident, you say, I can tell anybody. But later on, throughout the day, someone, you start talking, you say it over. That's when it is. There was called Kovilso, the Laramulet Inching. Something that you do not really have to do. And therefore, even though you said you're not going to say it over, oh my love, love a dice, people say it over. You know what? They don't even realize it. It's like some talk, it's like some gossip. These things, you stand up. There'll be in all these cases called a good machor. As long as the owner told them to the people, even though these two people themselves said they're not going to tell anybody, so what? That's something they think about all the time, not to say over. When they sit down to talk to somebody, stand to gossip with somebody, they're going to say over what happened, they'll say this thing also. This is lay ram, you lay the inchi, it comes out of the mouth very easily. All right.
You're holding the flamet test on Aleph by the two dots. Mara says, Omar Rova, middle of Gemara. Omar Rova, Omar Rav Nachman. Macho shaloi befonov. Heavy macho. If the Baile makes a macho not in front of the Machzik himself, he tells somebody else, and that somebody else eventually it gets to the Machzik, that's also enough. Eisve Rova Rav Nachman. If so, so Rova is the kasha to Rav Nachman. I mean, Rava first said over what Rav Nachman held. And now the Rava, like, is asking the question to Rav Nachman. Israel Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Yudah, it says now Mishnah that Rav Yudah holds, Loi Omru Sholishonim, why was it said that we have to wait 3 years for Chazokah, or that is Ela Kedei, Shehebi Aspamya, even in the case that the owner lives in a city called Aspamya, means the far end of Eretz Yisrael, the Yachzik Shona, and he owns a field in the other side of Eretz Israel. So it's come out like a whole year's journey away. So therefore, we wanted that V'yachzik Shana, the person lives there for a year, V'yelchov Yediyu Shana, and then people will come back to the owner and notify the owner that somebody is in your field, and V'yavo L'Shana Cheres, and then the third year, the owner himself will go back to his field and be Meicher over there. That's what Yehuda says in our Mishnah. So now, this was Rav's kasha to Rav Nachman. If you're going to tell me that machor shaloi befonov, heavy machor, that a machor shaloi befonov is called a machor, if so, lomali lemeise, why does the owner himself have to travel the year to go all the way up to where his field is to make the machor? Leisev hoso matuchtayu, let the owner stay home. Piaspamia, where he is, let him just stay there. Vilim chuhosom, and let him make a machor over there. How come if Yud in the Mishnah's mashma that the owner himself will travel the third year to get to his field, and he himself will make the machor? So smashma of Yud holds that the owner himself has to go there and make the machor. So right now, I think Rashbam will say this to Kash Lachura, that instead of asking Kasha from Rabbi Yudah, we should have brought a proof from the Tanakhama. That we already explained the pshat from the Tanakhama is that a machor shloi b'fonav is called a machor. But the Gemara answers better. The Gemara says, no, even according to Rabbi Yudah, you have no proof to ask the question. I'll tell you, hosom eitzah tebe kamashmalon. Even according to Rabbi Yudah, really mi'ikar radin would be enough for the owner to stay home and make a machor over there, wherever he is, let him make a protest there, and his friends will tell his friends, and the news will travel. Why does the Mishnah say that according to Rabbi Yudah, the owner himself takes the year's journey to get to his field? I say that's good advice. That's an Eitzatayva Kamashmalon. Then they say Venishkal Arya Operi, to let the owner himself come down to the field to stop the person from eating the peris. Like, get rid of him right away. In other words, if you want to make a machor now, so pshat is that person is still going to eat in your field. And they'll keep on eating years until you take them to Din Torah. Now, when you're going to go there, it's going to be a big pain in the neck to get the money back from him from all the fruits that he ate. Like, even though you take them to Din Torah, even if you win the Din Torah, it's a big pain in the neck. You're not sure you get the money back. So it's a bigger Eitz HaTeiva that you yourself should go down there right now and throw him off the field right now. Like, stop him right now from eating the peris. So that's the best way. You save yourself the peris. You won't have to go through the bother of later collecting the money in Beis Din. So therefore, it's an Eitz HaTeiva that the owner himself should go down to make the machor. But Mi'ikir Adin, could be Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that machor Shleiv Afonov is also called a machor. Yeah. Halimur says, "Me to come myself, Lord Rav, the Rav Nachman. Since the Rav asked this question to Rav Nachman, Michlal the Lo Svirulei to Machor Shalay Befonov Heavy Machor. Mash Me does not hold like that. In other words, Rav asked the question to Rav Nachman. According to you, Rav Nachman, it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda and our Mishnah. But Mashma Rav himself holds no that the Machor Shalay Befonov. I'll tell you, is Lo Heavy Machor. That the owner has no right to protest." Not in front of the machzik. He has to go down to the field and protest in front of that person. For the Gemara, is that true? I v'omar Rovo. Rov himself we had before, and Avchav Ches we had before, that Rov himself said, Lamed Ches we had, that Rov himself said, Machor Shleib before and Heavy Machor. So Chur is a Steven Rovo. So Gemara says true. Bosa de Shomem, Rav Nachman, Savrua. If the Rovo, like heard, learned from Rav Nachman, that the pshat that is called the machor, Rav accepted it. Rav true asked the kasha of Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman answered back and said, "No, it's not a kasha from Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda also agrees. Mikra then you could make a machor shalay b'fonav. It's only an Eitz HaTeiva. So Rav accepted it, and now Rav himself also agrees and holds machor shalay b'fonav is considered a good machor." Amos says, "Ashkechinu Rav Yosef Rav Larvachanino." Le Talmidot Rav Yochanan. Rav Yosef Rav Chanina found the Talmidot of Rav Yochanan. Omelu, so he said to Rav Yochanan's Talmidim, Miyoma Rav Yochanan Macho Bekama. That did you learn from Rav Yochanan Rebbe, in front of how many people does the owner have to make his protest? The same as Aloch, if the owner finds out that somebody's in his field, if he wants to stop that person's chazoka, he's supposed to make a machor, he has to make a protest. Now, if he doesn't go down to himself, in front of how many people does he have to make the machor? So, even if he goes down, we'll soon see. So, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba om Rabbi Yechon, says over the name of Rabbi Yechonon, machor b'fnei shnayim. It's enough to make the machor in front of two people. If the owner is meir in front of two people, that's enough. However, Reb Abba Om Reb Yechon, Reb Abba says in the name